It's been great. I mean, I love training camp. I know it might sound crazy, but it's just the start of a new season and, a new staff that I get to, build relationships with, and even new players to try to find out, who's going to be the next, young rookie special teams guys that will kind of fill in some spots. So it's been fun. I mean, nothing better than training camp, and it feels new, like a little bit of a new team, even though I'm familiar with the territory.
Have you taught Sean the Stonecutter's parable yet?
No, I haven't. Maybe, if he needs something this year, I'll tell him about it. But hopefully we don't need that, That's like desperation mode.
I think you talked about this a little bit a few months ago, but perspective change at all, having gone through, what you went through at the end of last year, just as a coach, big picture, anything changed just in the way you approach things?
Yeah, definitely the perspective changes. Before you get the chance to be the head coach, you can only imagine what it's like, but then having the opportunity to do it, even though for 3 weeks, you really get to see all the different things that come across the table of a head coach. And so really what I've done for Sean is just say, I only did it for a couple of weeks, but if there's any burden I can carry for you, no matter how insignificant, I think that's an important thing, because there's so many responsibilities that it's hard to do all of them. So I told him, if you want me to go get you dinner because you forgot to eat and you have so much stuff, I'll go bring you a box of food. I mean, anything, because it becomes pretty heavy. So I just, I learned that anything I can do to help him, I'm going to do.
What are your impressions of him so far now, a few months together?
It's been great. I mean, his energy, and I think we have a really good chemistry that, we're positive people, encouraging the guys, but also, he has the ability to be critical to help a person get better without being demeaning. So it's been a fun environment to be around, because there is, a really good amount of energy. And I think it's sustainable just based off of, the staff we have and the new blood that's been brought in.
John, you're one of only a couple coaches who went through the move last year and then are experienced training camp around here at this time. Is it a lot easier without all the moving in between?
Yeah, I mean, last year, I got my wife and kids here right now too, and it was a lot, just to think of the football part of the moving. But then, with the families and all that, there's, that doubles it at least. So it's been nice just to be in familiar territory where this isn't new, at least for me, and we can just concentrate on just the football. And, we're only here for, I think, 3.5 weeks compared to last year. We were here for about 6 weeks, and we left here the week of game one trying to move up to Thousand Oaks. So I think there will be some advantages to be in here our second year for our football team.
After being in L.A. for a year now, is there anything about the city that surprised you, maybe no matter how much somebody warned you about it?
About the city?
Yeah.
I haven't been into the city a lot except for game day.
Or just the general area.
Yeah. I've spent some time down here in the summer times, but what I really enjoyed, which I've never been in, is the Coliseum. I mean, I love game day at the Coliseum. Because, it's the old stadium and the history with the Olympics and World Series and all that. It'd be cool to be in the new one, but I think that's been the coolest part of the LA experience is, being in that Coliseum, and that was fun last year. Look forward to it for a couple more years, hopefully.
You guys were in StubHub recently. Like, from the outside, a lot of people wondering, 30,000-seat facility built for soccer players,
yeah.
90 large football players. From your guys' operations standpoint, did that play okay for you?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. I think the Chargers are going to probably enjoy there for a couple of years. But, a small environment, it felt kind of like a really cool, medium-sized college where the fans are right there, and it wasn't a huge monster stadium. So it was a great place to have a little scrimmage, and I think they'll probably enjoy being there for a couple of years.
So no issues with the locker rooms or the sidelines not being big enough or anything like
that? The sidelines actually were plenty big enough. Okay. The locker rooms weren't. But we were already changed, so we just showed up off the bus, like in high school with your pads on, and walked down to the field. But I think with that, there might be some challenges. But, if you just love football, it doesn't really matter. You don't need all that nice stuff.